This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Surviving in the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, Tech Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day and how they'll determine the kind of health we're going to have. And it really does come down to our choices. Our lifestyle is everything. So the way we eat, the way we think, the way we move are the key areas that we have to focus on. If you begin to build those areas, doing it in the right way and being strategic rather than just taking a shot in the dark, trying any silver bullet that comes along, then you can really come up with a good strategy to be able to help you lose weight, feel better, get your energy levels back and your mental clarity back and get your vitality back and really be able to be around your loved ones and produce at work and live the kind of life that we were designed to live. Because really, that's what it's all about. Stress is a big topic. And of course, we hear about it all the time. But stress, they say now, may really undermine the heart benefits of exercise. So teens who have trouble coping with stress may face an increased risk for future heart trouble that even exercise can erase, a new study suggests. It looks like the inability to cope well with stress contributes to the risk of heart disease. Lead researcher Scott Montgomery looked at this. He's a professor of epidemiology at the university in Sweden. He said Montgomery looked at a striking semblance when physical fitness did not protect teens with poor stress coping skills from developing heart disease later in life. He said exercise is important, but maybe we have to think about exercise and physical fitness in the context of coping with stress, particularly with people who've had a heart attack already. So for those people, both exercise and developing strategies to reduce stress might be needed to prevent more heart issues. But one expert noted that the study only involved males and only measured stress coping skills at once. So for those teens in the study who struggle with stress, also known as low stress resilience, the risk for heart disease increased by about 54%, and the risk of dying from heart disease increased by 110%. So not only are you more likely to have a heart attack, but you're also more likely to have a severe heart attack, they said. So low stress resilience isn't something that you're born with. Experiments in animals suggest that exposures to stress very early in life influence your ability to cope with stress. And only if we have a lot of stress early on are we less able to cope with it later on. So for most people with low stress resilience, even minor events can be extremely stressful, cause a lot of anxiety, and put a lot of stress and strain on the heart. So we know from other studies that very stressful events can cause heart attacks. And if you have low stress resilience and something more serious happens, it can be very challenging to your body and really to your overall health. It can create issues within the heart. I mean, the whole heart can handle quite a bit, but there are certain levels that it becomes very challenging. Simon Rigo, who's the director of psychology training at the medical center in New York City, he said there's several limitations to the study. First, it was only done in Sweden. It wasn't done worldwide. So they, you know, it could have been just the group that they used at that level. But you definitely want to look at that and begin to say, okay, well, what worked, what didn't, you know, what level really does well and what doesn't. So when you're looking at the demographics and the people, that does matter. But still, the overall concept of it is very good, that stress management is a muscle that we work. And we work it as we go through things in life. And the stronger you get and the more you go through and the more you're able to withstand, the stronger that muscle gets. And that stress muscle begins to work and get stronger. And when that happens, you become more resilient to stress. but it doesn't negate the fact that we need to have good coping mechanisms, whatever that might be, good healthy ones, okay? Not a bottle of wine every single night until you get into a drunken stupor, and not eating yourself into oblivion until you gain 100 pounds in a year, and those types of kind of self-defeating behaviors and coping skills are probably not the best. Drugs, other kinds of coping mechanisms, not really the best. So coming up with healthy ones where you can turn that energy into something else and you can turn that focus into something else that can be more productive is definitely the way to go. So just realize that stress is one of the number one reasons that our body breaks down. For any health challenge, for any reason, the stress is the one that does that. So being able to manage that makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Remember, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website and get involved with one of our team members. Our lifestyle providers can coach you and help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and talk with Russell. Hi, Russell.
Psoriasis. I have a patch about the size of a penny on my forehead. Is there any good creams for that, or is there any cure or anything like that that I could do?
When it comes to psoriasis, remember, most skin conditions come from the inside out, not the outside in. So you really want to look at the different areas and really look at the body as a whole to understand what areas are strong, what areas are not, which areas are weak, which areas are not. And it's important, really, on that note, to look at your foods that you're eating every single day, because with skin conditions, if your bacteria is out of balance, for example, and you don't have the right kind of bacteria in the gut, talking about probiotics, which would be the good bacteria, then that can really cause some issues with the skin. You can start seeing the little places pop up like that. It could be a fungal condition that could be doing that too. Omega-3 fatty acid deficiency or a zinc deficiency can show those as well. But many times it could be several things that create the deficiency, and then we just got to figure out what that is. Most of the way we look at skin conditions like that is there the different creams that you can use to put on your skin, and that does help. Some of them work very, very well. But if the underlying condition, remember, skin is the largest organ that we have. And so what happens on the inside of the body and what happens in the digestive tract is going to determine many times what happens in the skin. So that's where you want to really target and go after first, is what's happening in the digestive tract and in that system. Then you can really build on top of that. So you take care of the body internally. That nourishes the body in the areas that it needs to. Everything rises and falls on the digestive tract in so many different ways, because we're only as healthy as what we can, the foods we can eat, digest, absorb, and assimilate. And what we end up assimilating at the highest level and absorbing is what our body takes as raw materials to be able to use and make good, new, healthy cells. So that really becomes the overall factor of whether or not we're going to do well or not do so well. So that's the big key. 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go to the website. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So the choice we have every single day is to be able to make better choices. On this show, we want to help you do that. And everybody say, oh, that's so easy. It's common sense. If it was common sense, then 65% of this country would not be overweight and 35% would not be obese. So we may know it, but we're not doing it, and we need to do it, because otherwise, if you really want to get your health back and you really want to thrive and you don't want to just barely make it and hardly have any energy to play with your family, your kids, and to get everything done you need done in the day, then we have to step up, and that's the key. So it's about eating better, it's about moving better, it's about thinking better, getting those three in line. That will make you a true champion in this. And it doesn't matter how, where you are now, where you started. It matters how you finish. That is the key.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, both at the website you can sign up for, and also our free email newsletter. Sign up each and every day. We protect your information, and it's great information to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, sitting out here watching the stars come out.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. What I called about was entirely something else, but on your last segment there, you were talking about diabetes. I know one individual on each end of the spectrum that you were talking about. One man found out in the hospital that he was dying of diabetes. He had a teenage son. He's my first cousin's husband.
Wow.
And overweight, drank too much, worked in a fast food restaurant that his family owned. And they told him he's dying. Today, Roger's an engineer. He builds roads. He quit the food business. He lost 50 pounds. He went walking, and he takes no medication.
See, there you go. Enough said right there.
He is a brand new man.
Right.
And the other guy found out he had diabetes. He went home and sat down on his butt. Now he's disabled. And he drinks a gallon of sweet tea a day, and he weighs about 500 pounds, and he's waiting on his maker to meet him.
That's right. And there's the two guys, there's the two ends of the spectrum. It is sad.
It is sad because Cameron is just he's a brilliant man. He used to work for me. One of the smartest individuals I've ever been around. Good kid, but just quit living.
Have you ever gone to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Begging. Oh, yeah. Begging. But don't do any good.
Have you ever told him to listen to the show?
No, but I will. I ran across your show last night, driving back from a date, in fact. And what I called about was a topic about colon cancer.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
For this guy, because I don't think we can make this happen, but I know you can. Our show goes up every day, the following day, on podcast on iTunes. If there's any way you can catch that, or Jay, I'll talk to my producer about it. Well, let's see if we can't get that last segment over to him somehow.
Okay.
Maybe on an iPod or, you know, whatever, MP3 player, and take it to him.
I don't have any of those. I figured. Very technically.
We'll figure something out, whether it's an email or something. We'll figure something out.
Is it archived on your internet?
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. Jay Patrick, our producer, will get it figured out. Let's go to your question,
yeah. And
we'll take care of that for your friend.
You had a topic, colon cancer, and I had
okay.
I'm a retired military, and I go every 10 years for a colonoscopy. And they found a tag up in me back in April, about 3 or 4 inches up inside the colon and the rectum area. And they tried to take it out, but it was wrong place, too much pain, couldn't do it. It's about the size of a nickel.
Okay.
And but they took 4 specimens of it, and they all come back benign. But they took me to they sent me to another doctor back in May, and she said that she could take it out, wouldn't be any trouble. She said, but I quote, the pain is not going to be worth the gain. And I'm just wondering if I'm getting a good medicine here, or just waiting on some old retiree to croak off so they'll make space for the next one moving up the ladder.
I see what you're doing.
I'm in great health. Really, I am. I take a pill and a half a day, one for cholesterol that works like a dream, and one for my prostate, so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night 14 times. And but blood pressure's good. All the triglycerides, the sugar, everything is just perfect. And but this little tag, I'm just wondering if leaving it in there is detrimental to my health. And they said they would look at it at any time I wanted them to, and I wouldn't have to undergo a colonoscopy. Is that good medicine?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, it is good medicine, because what they're telling you is what they call standard of care. So it's, I mean, the chances of it turning cancerous, if they told you, and again, they're going to know the statistics because that's their specialty, all right? So if they're telling you it's no big deal, you can leave it there, and they feel confident that it's okay because they've already biopsied it, and then it's completely benign, then I would probably go with that. You know, just because you have a growth doesn't mean it has to come out. A lot of people jump on that and want everything off. There are times where you want it removed quickly, and there are times when docs can tell you that it's not that big of a deal. If they're telling you it's not that big of a deal, I would stay on top of it. You might want to get it looked at again, not in 2 months, but maybe in a year as a follow-up, and make sure nothing's changed. But then again, it's really going to be, and this sounds a little bit cliche, but it's going to be up to you. If you want it out, get it out. It'll hurt, but you know, it's going to heal. I mean, that tissue in there is extremely resilient. And if they remove that, it'll heal. But the biggest thing you want to focus on now is, remember, it's not just random that showed up. I mean, there's been lifestyle choices that you've made and eating habits and probably environmental toxins and all those sort of things that have kind of accumulated over a period of time for that to form, over a long period of time. So, I mean, the best thing for you to do is just now that you're listening to the show and you've kind of got on board with some of the ideology, is really start making better lifestyle choices. You know, start changing the way you eat, making better choices, getting that 40 grams of fiber a day, which is a big deal for anything digestive tract related. Or colon related, okay? So all those kind of things, drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, you know, these are the kind of moves that you want to start making now, where, you know, maybe 5 years ago it was, I'll do it every now and then. Now it needs to be your daily task. You know, these need to be the baby steps you're making every single day. Because when you have a growth, you know, thank goodness it's not cancer. But just know that if the things are starting to change in maybe a negative way, or could be negative way, you want to start making some extreme positive changes in your life to kind of go from where you are to where you need to be to go to that next level in your health. Because no one can change that but you. And I mean, can the growths go away? Yeah, they can. As much as they can show up, they can go away. So don't think it can't. Abnormal cells can be eaten up by the body. It happens every day. Matter of fact, the adage is that we get cancer every single day. It's just that our immune system will come in and attack those cancer cells and get rid of them. So your body has the capability. If they didn't say it needs to come out, I don't know that I would go in there and start hacking away at something that they're saying is okay. I don't think they would tell you to leave it there and make you a statistic. I don't think that's the route.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement, something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election, spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs not related to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points. The NASDAQ was higher as well by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 was up by nearly 18 points. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with senators regarding the Supreme Court vacancy. Coney Barrett was nominated by President Trump on Saturday. When it comes to who Coney Barrett is, Lexi Baltus clerked for her.
She's like the person that you've seen, the person you saw Saturday, the person you saw in 2017. She's a person of uncommon grace, kindness, warmth, and integrity. She's also a person of courage and conviction and firmly committed to applying her role impartially.
As far as the attacks on her faith, Baltus tells Fox News,
well, you know, Judge Barrett is a model of class, civility, and integrity. And I think we'll see that be her reaction throughout. She will take this in stride, whatever comes, with courage and integrity, as she always does. And I think we will all have to do the same.
Legendary quarterback Brett Favre admits the NFL is in unprecedented times with the pandemic.
What's the right protocol? What's logistically, how do you make it work? I'm surprised that it hasn't been worse.
The former Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings quarterback talking about the league's decision on deciding to postpone this weekend's game between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers. Favre also saying he'd like to see some fans at every NFL stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Hear about duct tape all the time. We use it for everything. You know, one thing you can use duct tape for, interesting, I actually learned this from a family physician. But there's the glue itself that's on the silver duct tape. I'm talking about the old school duct tape. On the other side, they actually could put over warts, and the glue itself can actually begin to kill the virus. You know, warts, typically the theory is that it's from the HPV virus or the human papillomavirus. It's one of the theories. But putting a little piece of duct tape over the affected area and pulling it off daily does two things. It can begin to kill the virus, and the shearing of pulling the tape off will begin to kill the head of the virus and the little seeds that are down in there. If you do that long enough, it will end up removing the wart. And it takes some time, maybe 2 weeks, they said. But I actually saw this done in practice. And it worked. I was pretty shocked by the whole thing. You never know what you can do with duct tape. Also, believe it or not, what kind of spurred me to say that was they're actually using duct tape now to fight infectious disease. I'm being serious. And so they did a hospital study in Illinois. It was actually on the border of Iowa and Illinois. It was the Trinity Medical Center. And normally when you get into an infectious disease area, you have to put on gowns and you have to put on masks and gloves and everything else. It's almost like a quarantine type deal. And when you go into these places, that's the way hospitals are. Well, they were looking for ways to actually save money and save materials. So what they did was they used red duct tape to actually put they had people come in from the CDC and they actually marked off areas, the final point of how far the potential bacteria or virus could travel to infect the person. And they used the duct tape to create boxes on the floor where you could actually stand in the boxes and communicate with people that had the disease. Interesting. What are they going to do next with duct tape? It's incredible. All right, in Gainesville, Florida, we've got an email. Gracie says, I've been diagnosed with celiac disease. What do you recommend? Well, celiac disease is a challenge. But let me tell you this. It's the inability to handle gluten. Gluten is a protein found in most grains. Somebody that has celiac becomes not deathly ill, but close to it. I mean, miserable, extreme cramping. It begins to cause them to lose weight. They'll have irritable bowel type symptoms and throw them into just a digestive whirlwind. And so it's miserable. So Gracie, I understand the nightmare that is. And really one of the best things you can do, obviously, is to avoid gluten, but know what kind of flours that you can have, because a lot of people will avoid flour altogether, but there's actually some flour-based foods that you can have, whether you want to do pasta or if you want to do crackers or breads or whatnot. But you want to go gluten-free for sure for at least 8 weeks, because it does take about that long to get it out of your system completely. And then if you want to add some grains back in, no big deal. But the four grains, technically, then obviously you do want to spend the extra money and get the organic kind, because when you have celiac disease, you cannot play around with this. It is a big deal. All right. So rice flour, hemp flour, coconut flour, and buckwheat flour. Those are the four that someone that has celiac disease can handle those flours. So baking is not out of the question. You know, life is not over. And having pasta, life's not over. You can still live and enjoy food and whatnot. You just have to be very careful. And, you know, the big one, too, Gracie, is in the sauces. And like when you go to restaurants and whatnot, you got to be really careful with the sauce that they use for whatever they're making. And always ask them if it contains wheat or any other kind of flour in it, because gluten can be hidden in those, and you have to be really, really careful. But to live a gluten-free lifestyle, which someone that has celiac must do, it's really not that hard, and it is becoming trendy. A lot of the restaurants, and especially the grocery stores, are catering to that. But the restaurants really out on the West Coast have jumped on board big time. You're seeing the East Coast now come on board. Places like New York, Bridgeport, Connecticut, a lot of these places, They've jumped on board. And then, of course, your coastal towns, Charleston, South Carolina, you're seeing a lot of gluten-free over there. You're seeing a lot of our North Carolina, Wilmington, Hilton Head, and those areas. And then, of course, down in Florida. So the lifestyle is there, and people are catering to it, and it's becoming kind of the cool thing to do, because most people are gluten-sensitive. Now, the difference between celiac and being sensitive. Gluten-sensitive is where you're affected by gluten, but it doesn't affect your daily lifestyle, meaning it doesn't cause the cramping, severe cramping, and it doesn't stop you dead in your tracks. If you have celiac, it will stop you like you have a massive disease, and you will shut down. And things just don't work like they need to. But if you're sensitive, you might get tired. You might feel lethargic. You might just have low energy levels. You may have chronic allergies. You may get joint pain. There's a lot of little symptoms that you're thinking, well, I've got arthritis or I just have allergies. But so many times, if you'll just cut gluten out of your diet, and gluten comes in all flour-based foods except for the four, rice, hemp, coconut, buckwheat. If you eliminate that for 8 weeks and your joint pain goes away, the allergies go away, your energy level doubles, guess what? You have a gluten sensitivity. And 90% of the people and 95% of people do. It is amazing. So it's not a big deal. I mean, everybody deals with it for the most part in America, just because of our grain sources are pretty much horrible. So think about it. But yeah, Gracie, I hope that helps. Just really watch out for the sauces, that's the big one. And make sure you enjoy life. You just got to come up with a new way to do that. And always eat foods that reduce inflammation. That will help as an overall foundation for what you're doing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter as well. Let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Yes.
How can I help, darling?
Okay, thank you.
Patricia, how can I help? What's your question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was one of your staff. They're so nice to me when I call.
Oh,
and
well,
they,
thanks. How can I help?
I wanted to talk to you, so I'm so thankful.
Okay.
My question is, I had my gallbladder removed. It's been about 10 years ago. And they didn't tell me one thing about diet changes or anything. And it really, I started thinking of this. You know, someone might know something about this. But it's just so weird. I heard Dr. Oz talking about the bile and how the gallbladder is a very important organ. And I don't have it anymore, and I'm really sad. Part of my body's gone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what happened? Did you have a lot of sludge in it, or did you have the stone that was blocking it? Why did they take it out?
I had gained some weight, mm-hmm. and I had severe pain, and I just kept having the pain. And then they examined me and said they thought it was not. Oh, I had three tiny stones. But couldn't they have passed or dissolved?
Yeah, usually the stones won't. They can pass, yes, but unless they, you don't really have to worry about them too much unless they're blocking, like the cystic duct or one of the ducts in the gallbladder. I mean, the common bile duct, you know, those are the kind of things you have to worry about. But, I mean, if they're not blocking one of the ducts and you're okay, then you really don't have to worry about it. So the reality is, though, the gallbladder is important. It stores bile, and it uses the bile to help break down your fats. More than anything, it's a fat emulsifier, so our body can handle the fats that we eat. And, you know, of course, that's important. So your omega-3 fats, the good, healthy fats, are always important. Now, a couple things, too, though. Don't be discouraged that it's gone, because the body's pretty amazing. You still produce bile. It was just kind of the storage tank. So your liver still produces the bile, and your body will still utilize it, but you don't have as many bile salts to help break down the excess fat. So people that get their gallbladder taken out, they still struggle with eating foods that have a lot of fat in it. Sometimes they can get gas or cramping or whatnot. Unfortunately, though, there's a real strong connection point with the gallbladder and our brain chemistry. And they've done some research within Chinese medicine, which has been out even longer than our system, but they found within the Chinese medical system, like acupuncture and whatnot, there's a strong meridian connection, which are these energy points, that connects acetylcholine, which is one of the brain chemicals. Matter of fact, it is the number one brain chemical that our brain uses from one neuron to the other. And before, and without getting that too involved, understand that you've got to have that brain chemical for your body, for your brain to even function well. So when we go through stress, those brain chemicals go down. So if you're under a lot of emotional stress, or you've gone through a lot of physical stress, or whatever it might be, the acetylcholine levels will go down. When the acetylcholine levels go down, it can directly affect gallbladder function, and that becomes the challenge. So with the gallbladder function going down, that's where you can start getting some of the stones and the sludge and whatnot, and it can be for over and over again for the acetylcholine levels going down. So, again, one of the ways you can work on a gallbladder from more of a natural perspective is to work on building up acetylcholine levels, which you can do with, you know, certain foods and certain supplements can help. But, you know, and it's amazing. So biochemically, it makes the bile salts and it helps you break down your food. So Oz was right when he talked about how important the gallbladder is. You want to do everything you can to keep all your parts. I mean, that's what we need to do. I mean, he's a surgeon. So at the end of the day, you know, moving forward, whenever you're challenged to have surgery, you always want to ask why about 1,000 times and then do research and get about 10 opinions. And you didn't know any better, and it's okay. So the glycine and taurine, it can still work. And here's a really, really cool thing about the liver. They've done some research, and they found that when you remove the gallbladder, the body actually goes and forms a small little pouch underneath the liver, which is where the gallbladder used to be. So the body actually can go in. It's not a complete gallbladder, but it actually tries to make a small remnant of something that can help with the process of what the gallbladder used to do. So the body knows what it's doing. It can adapt. You're going to be fine. It's not life-threatening. But just know some of the tools to still give you a good quality of life.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Of drugs for it, narcotic drugs are even more prevalent. And a lot of the pain clinics are forming now, and the adage is, I think right now, that in Florida there's more pain clinics than there are in the entire country combined. And it's really become a challenge. But they're saying now that chronic pain can affect, or is affecting, 116 million Americans. And it's become a real public health issue. And there's time, something to do about it. They're saying that there's a report done by the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was mandated by the healthcare overhaul law that estimates that chronic pain costs between $560 billion and $635 billion each year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But it adds pain and also personal and affecting each person's individuality. So the chronic pain from cancer to back pain is influenced by heredity, stress, depression, and other factors, and sometimes lingers after the underlying condition is treated because of the changes in the nervous system. So pain can be a disease in and of itself, yet the report points out few medical schools require or even offer courses on pain, and I'll tell you that. Exactly. I'm telling you right now that in medical school, we learned nothing about pain management, zero. They don't even offer it. So if you don't get it in some of your rotations, which, I mean, it depends on through internal medicine or family medicine, if you deal with some chronic pain patients, which most of those do, depending on where you did your training, and you don't get any education on it. So you're just kind of off to the races. Hopefully you'll get some through an internship or residency. So as one member of the committee in this report, Dr. Sean Mackey, chief of Stanford University Division of Pain Management, said in a news release that chronic pain is a disease that affects more people. Now listen to this. It affects more people than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. That's huge. All right, those are your big three. Heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. Chronic pain is a disease, so they're calling it a disease, that affects more people than all the big guns that we see in America combined. Yet we spend only a small portion of the budget of the National Institutes of Health on understanding its cause or how to treat it. And our hope is that this report will serve as a wake-up call, they're saying, which I think this is good, to our country. And the new healthcare law requires that a National Academy of Sciences arm that make recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services about the state of the science, they call it, in pain research, care, and education. And the report calls for more than everything, more research, more training in pain, which I think would be good for healthcare professionals, and expanded insurance coverage of pain care, because, I mean, that is crazy. I completely agree. If there's no training in it, you know, with it being one of the top diseases in our country, as they're calling it, it's pretty amazing. So the government, actually the government agencies and healthcare providers, professional groups, educators, and everyone, really public or private, they're saying pays for healthcare really can help get the job done in this. And I do. I agree with that. I think that it's a huge wake-up call for all of us, if you're in the healthcare field at all. And I think that, without a shadow of a doubt, if it's affecting 116 million people in this, it's pretty incredible. And we're spending $500+ billion a year in lost productivity and medical expenses. It's time to make a change. And unfortunately, it's basically legalized drug use. And the problem with it is it's had a bad rap for a long time, is because there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong when I say this, there are many people that need the pain medications. They do. Literally, they're in end-stage cancer. They're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chronic back pain that's so painful you can't even move, and they really do need it. It's very hard to gauge when somebody is using, so to speak, when they're actually taking the medications simply because they want to, they enjoy the high, they like the way it makes them feel, they are going through things in their life, and maybe it helps numb the pain, emotional pain. And I've seen plenty of patients that do, I've seen plenty of people, patients that do that. And it's sad. It really is. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation of it. And I think it needs to change. I think there needs to be a strong regulation of it. I've seen certain clinics and I've seen certain programs put in a three-step protocol where they can actually screen you. And then if you get into what they call a high-risk category through some of the screening process and the interview process, then they won't give you the meds. And I've seen that, and I think it's good. It is a very good process, because that way no one comes in on the first day and they can get the drugs. You have to go through a process. And only when you get through that process, and you know, they're great actors too. Let me tell you, people that want their drugs become very good at this. So I think that in the middle of this all, if education would change, if it would become mandatory, which I think for physicians and providers, mid-level providers, to go through some type of educational course where they could really brush up on pain management, understand it better. It's one thing to understand the drug and the biochemistry of it and know how and when to give it. But it's another thing to understand the entire process of pain management, when to use it, when not to, you know, how to read situations better, and to have good training and quality training. And some people say that comes with experience, but at the end of the day, there should be some standardized testing, because you're going to have younger docs, nurses, and whomever that come out of the gate that don't know and may make poor judgments, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there could be some inexperience involved just based on the game that's being played. So in this area, with it trumping heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined, it's an area that needs extreme focus, in my opinion, that we really need to jump on to go to the next level in our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.